Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and once again, I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, I want to say thank you to the listeners and thank you for the support. Tonight's topic, the death of relationship courtesy and what has replaced it. Also, for my question of the night, why marriages should be considered leases? Because forever can be difficult. So do me a favor, whatever it is that you indulge in and you like partaking in when you listen to this podcast, go ahead and do it because I'll be right back with the question of the night. All right, so my question of the night. Should your marriage be a lease? Because forever might be impossible. As we know, marriage is an enormous commitment. Perhaps one of the biggest a person can make in their lifetime. And while till death do us part may be the traditional vows, is it really realistic? Because you know, forever is a long time. People change. People meet different people. They, you know, feel differently. They may meet someone who makes them feel, hotter, sexier. So maybe instead of a marriage being forever or a forever commitment, you should go into it like, okay, let's sign up a lease. And I'm not making light of the conversation or the topic. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people take marriage very serious. And at one point in my life, I believe that marriage was, even though I'm not traditional, I used to believe that marriage was sacred. Now, did I practice that all the time? No, I didn't. And I regret it. But I learned from it. And so what I'm saying is, I'm not the only one who has been on the fence about marriage. So, and had I really thought about it, I don't know. I probably would have brought up, you know, a lease, or the ideal of a lease, you know, but who knows? You know, back then I was young and didn't know half the shit I know now, so I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Of course, a lease can be renewed, so every few years, you know, a couple can sit down and decide if they want to, you know, stay married or not. And if they do, they renew the lease. And if not, they go their separate ways, similar to living in an apartment or leasing a car. And that doesn't say that your partner, you look at your partner as the way you look at a house or a car, but different circumstances are for different couples. You know, everybody don't have the same problems. Everybody don't have people who are totally committed to one another. I mean, they enjoy each other for the moment, but they also have a wandering eye. They also have that thing where they seek attention outside of their relationship. Do that make them bad? Do that make them evil? Do that make them fucked up? No, that makes them human. We as human react differently than our fellow man. So some people do need a lease in their life. And you know, there's pros and cons to this approach, but it has the potential to make most marriages successful. If you implement it right, if you set the rules and the guidelines that you want when it comes to having a marriage that's on a lease-by-lease basis. After all, if a couple knows that they can walk away from a marriage, if it's not working, they may be more likely to work things out a little bit more willing to work harder to keep the marriage with that option to walk away. If we have exhausted all our possibilities, then let's just go ahead and go about our way. We both agreed in the lease that this is what we would do, so please don't catch feelings or get upset when we both agreed at the same time, the exact terms within the lease, that we would go our separate way if we couldn't make this marriage work. It's no secret that marriages can be tough. In fact, according to a recent study, nearly half of all marriages in the United States end in divorce. And while there are many factors that can be contribute to the demise of a marriage, one of the most common is simply that people change. Like I said a few minutes ago, people, if you're together 10 months, you're going to change within those 10 months. If you're together 10 days, guess what? The same thing is going to happen. We are people who, we have different interests. And that comes with people. We may see someone that we like. We may see someone that has a fatter behind than the woman that we're with. We may see a man who has a different quality that your husband may not have. And that appeals to you. And when it appeals to you, guess what? You're going to want it. You're going to be interested in it. And if you let your interest take over, then you're going to want to do more than just acknowledge that person. You're going to get to know that person and be around that person. And that means you're going to pull away from your partner, your husband, your wife, because someone else has caught your attention. Now, when you're in a relationship or when you are married, you don't want to hear that definition. You don't want to acknowledge that your partner found an interest in someone else. Because you take it as something's wrong with me or I'm not making them happy. No. They just saw someone else that appealed to them a little bit more than you did. Recently I was watching something. I can't remember what it was, but the lady, she did everything she could to get the man to like her. And when he finally did fall into her trap, you know, they had a great relationship, had a daughter. And then he saw that she was messy. So once he picked up on her messy vibe, he pulled himself away from her slowly but surely. And he met someone that he used to go to school with or that he knew before her. And sure enough, they got together because he pulled away from the messy woman, the messy wife. These things happen every day. Now, I think leases are more flexible. Because if you're not happy with the terms of the lease, you can just, you know, walk away or even yet negotiate a new one. There's nothing saying in the lease that you have to stick by it. You can say, you know what? Let's tear this up. Let's redo this lease because this ain't working. Let's find the bullet points or the things that's going to help us really have a strong marriage or be successful with this relationship. And if we got to renegotiate, then that's what we do. There are others who benefit from the lease as well. For one, they are generally much cheaper than the marriage. And while marriage often comes with many legal and financial entanglements, leases are typically much simpler. So why not apply the same principles to marriage? Instead of a lifelong commitment, why not make marriage a lease that's renewed every few years? Now, I've seen couples who get married every year of their anniversary. I want to say it's a basketball player in, what's his name? I think it's Doug Christie. Him and his wife, I think they get married every year on their anniversary. And they've been together almost over 20 years. So that's 20 years of tearing up the contract and redoing it again. And that's interesting to me because that states that they have a strong bond. They have a strong commitment to one another, to be together that long, 20 plus years, and to renegotiate their contract every year on their anniversary. And that's rare. I think they're about the only couple that I know that do it. I mean, I know there are other couples who have done it who probably, you know, are in similar situations, but I don't know of them. So I think that's, and it works because every time I see them, and I don't know what goes on in their house, but I know that now I have seen how much she loves that man. And I've seen him reciprocate that love. So to me, it's real. You know, even though they are in the public eye, they're not like in the public eye like they used to be, but they were in the public eye for a while. So every time I saw them, it just seemed genuine to me because of the type of situation they have. There are a few reasons this can work. First, it can take the pressure off of marriage. Instead of feeling like forever, couples will know that they can always renegotiate their relationship if things go south. Second, it will allow couples to get to know each other before making the lifelong commitment. And last, it would make divorces seem simpler. Instead of having to go through all the legal and financial complications of a divorce, couples can simply move out and end their lease, just like you moving out of a house or an apartment. But there are also potential drawbacks to this idea as well. For one, it will make marriages less special. It takes the excitement out of marriages, out of a committed relationship. After all, it's just a lease, so it's not a big deal. But some people don't feel like that. Most women, when they get married, it's forever in their mind. So to bring up a lease situation, I would say some would consider a slap in the face. Another potential drawback that it can lead to selfishness in the relationship. If couples know that they simply can end their lease and move on, they may be less likely to move out there to work out their differences. But overall, I think the benefit of the idea outweighs the potential drawbacks. What you think? Would you be willing to try a marriage with a lease in place? Now? I probably would. But then again, I'm older now. So if you get with me, we gonna work this shit out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to sit down and stick it out. Because I'm not going to invest time in someone and then, you know, you come at me with, okay, the lease ain't working. Let's just go out separate. No. You should have caught me 20 years ago. Now I'm older. I need you. Shit, I need you. You ain't going nowhere. But if you go, I'm going. Believe that. I'm going to be like a dog. I'm going to be like on a leash. Wherever you go, I'm going. I think our society has taught us that marriage is for life. And that's not for everybody. It's not. It's just not. I think instead of marriage being for life, there should be leases that has their own expiration date. Crazy as that sound, but for some people, I think that would work, you know? So to wrap this up, marriages are serious obligations, and that perhaps a lease agreement with a set expiration date may be more practical, maybe a more practical solution to the problem of divorce. After all, if a couple knows that their relationship has a limited time frame, they're likely to work it out. And if they don't work it out, at least they can walk away without the added stress of divorce proceedings. All right, so that's it for the question of the night. I'll be right back with my topic. All right, so I am back with the topic of the night. The death of relationship courtesy and what has replaced it. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in this type of situation? Say you out with your significant other and you see someone you know. You say hello and introduce them to your partner, only to have your partner ignore them completely. Or even worse, your partner start talking to the person you just introduced them to, leaving you feeling unimportant. Happened to me. Where was I? I was in Tennessee one time. And I ran into somebody. And I introduced the young lady to the couple. And she just ran with the conversation as if neither one of us, neither couple had somewhere to go. And I had to, like, you know, pull on her arm, like, hey, you know, you don't know these people. You rambling and we got shit to do. They got shit to do. So it has happened. And it's one of those things that I think is kind of common. What happened to the days when couples were courteous to each other in public? When they would go out their way to make sure their partner felt comfortable and included in conversations. Sadly, those days are gone. In place, we have a new breed of couple who are more interested in their own lives and their own conversation than they are in making sure that their partner is included. The new breed of couple is more likely to be found looking at their phones, texting, or checking Facebook than they are to be looking at each other and talking. It's like social media has run rampant in relationships. And it also destroys relationships. I know there's been a couple of times I've been on dates and I'm like, yo, could you please put that phone down? You know, it's not, sometimes you just gotta separate from that. You know, and to me, that's I consider that as a relationship courtesy. When we're together, put the damn phone down. Don't selfie me. Don't show pictures of my drink. Don't show pictures of what I'm eating. Don't show pictures of me eating. Just let's sit here, have a conversation, get to know each other a little bit better outside of the goddamn phone. So what can we do to bring back courtesy and consideration that was once the hallmark of good relationships? Honestly, I think it's lost. I don't think this generation are interested in relationship courtesies. And consideration? Too many people are selfish. Too many people are stuck on themselves. And a good relationship is pretty much what you make of it. Trying to have, you know, a strong foundation, trying to build and be happy and be successful and within the relationship, that's a thing of the past, man. And I know I sound defeated when I talk about, you know, where relationships were to where they are now. And don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong when I say this. I didn't have a whole lot of good relationships. Now, I saw some. And I had my share. Compared to what I see now, it's like slim to none. Just about everybody I know who are in a good relationship, they've been together for a while. And they're a little older, you know, in my age range. And when I look at young people who can meet somebody tonight at 8 o'clock, and then by 9:30, they break up with them because someone said something to hurt their feelings or, you know, didn't do something that they want them to do. It's bizarre. It's like, goddamn, y'all just knew each other for like 1 hour and 30 minutes. Now y'all done broke up. And they don't see anything wrong with that. We can start by looking at our own behaviors, making sure that we're putting our partner first instead of our own desires. We can also make an effort to be more present when we are with our partners and really listen to what they're saying. And if we do these things, we can start to turn the tide on the death of relationship courtesies. Now, one of the things that's a relationship courtesy that exists is there are no more goodbyes. And what I mean by that is, okay, not too long ago, I was watching, I think it was Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he had this, well, the creator had this, this topic where people just didn't say goodbye no more, and they took it for granted. And when I saw it, I was like, he making something that wasn't that serious. But now, years later, the more I see it, the more realistic it is. People don't say goodbye in relationships. When it's over, it's like a ghost. Poof, I'm gone. And what it is, a lot of people, I would say they're chicken, meaning that they don't want to go through the process of saying, look, this is not working, and I'm going to go about my, you know, my way, and you go your way. And it was nice meeting you, it was nice spending time with you, but this is not for me no more. That's too hard. Not saying nothing is the easiest thing in the world for most people. And it's not that we just don't say goodbye when we break up with someone. We don't say goodbye when we end friendships. Or even when we stop talking to someone we used to be close to. We just ghost them. Fade out their lives without any explanation or formal goodbye. That shit is a thing of the past. And it has happened. I've lost people that I've known for years, or people that I've known for, like, you know, a period of time. And we don't go through the proper procedures or the proper, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it. It's something that you're supposed to do. Well, you're not supposed to, but it would be good for you just to go ahead and end it on a good note. But it's like, you know what, fuck it. I ain't got to say nothing to you. I ain't going to never talk to you again. And people can actually not talk to you again till they die. They can, like, forever just be out of your life and not say another word. And the reason I know that, because I'm like that. There's been several people I haven't said goodbye to. Just kind of like, oh, well. Shit, it was nice, it was good, you know, that's my memory, that's my thought process. I enjoyed that time with them, but, you know, I don't need to talk to them, because I don't need, and, okay, I'm not saying there's anything wrong, and I'm not trying to say this to fit my argument for me not saying goodbye to people, but I don't think there's really anything wrong with it. I mean, it exists, and I am guilty of it to this day. You know, it's just recently I just kind of like stepped away from something, and there was no goodbyes, and I'm good with that. I'm truly good with that, because sometimes you just outgrow people. Sometimes you just, that vibe is not the same. Am I wrong for not going to each and every person and say, look, nice knowing you, nice hanging out with you, but my life is a little bit different now. Given what's going on in the world today, I tend to not be around a whole lot of people anymore. Am I wrong for not, you know, giving that explanation? I don't think so. Would it be nice to have done it to some people? Maybe so, but I made the choice not to, and I have to live with that. And that's how people are when they don't say goodbyes. When they don't go out their way to, you know, let people know that they ain't going to be fucking with them no more, you know? So, because I don't want you to think that I'm trying to make myself sound good, make myself look better, or because it applied to me, I got special rules. No, I'm fucked up. I know that. You know, I have, even at this point in my life, I have ways about me that's just, it indicates who I am. But it don't make me a bad person, you know? So, there's a few more possible explanations for the new trend. One, that we simply don't value relationships as much as we used to. That's true. That's very true. The value of most relationships for me is it is what it was. You know what I'm saying? At that moment, it was a good relationship, and now it's just a relationship that it's just a chapter in my book, you know? With social media, we can easily keep in touch with a wide variety of people, so we don't feel as attached to any one person. Another explanation is we become more individualistic, self-centered. We are less likely to care about other people's feelings and more likely to do what's best for us in the moment. That is so true. Whatever the reason, the death of relationship courtesy is a trend that doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. So if you're still holding on to the old-fashioned idea of saying goodbye, yeah, you might as well let that go. The next thing is no loyalty. Now, loyalty is huge with most people, me included. If you're not loyal, you can't be around me. I got no use for you. I don't fuck with unloyal people. Because in my mind, you're up to no good. And then it's no secret that society has become increasingly individualistic in recent years. With the rise of social media and the 24-hour news cycle, we're more connected than ever before. But we are also more focused on our lives and interests. And as a result, we have less time and patience for people around us. And that includes spouses and lovers. There are times we just get tired of our spouse. There are times we just don't feel like fucking with our lovers. Plain and simple. And a lot of people won't admit that. They'll play that game and, nah, everything all right. No good and goddamn well. They feel a certain way. And it's with their partner. They're not feeling their partner at that particular time for whatever the reason. So, it's universal. I think one of the casualties of this shift in relationship courtesy in the past, it's one of the casualties in the shift of relationship courtesy, you know, not having loyalty. In the past, people were more likely to go out their way to be polite and considerate of others, even if they didn't know them well, even if they didn't know them that well. But now it seems like anything that's required effort or self-sacrifice is seen as a waste of time. Of course, there are some people who value courtesy and loyalty, but they are becoming increasingly rare. In a world where everyone is looking out for themselves, it's hard to find someone who's truly trustworthy. And that's a shame because loyalty and courtesy are the foundations of a good friendship. I'm sorry, of a good relationship. The next thing is spying. To know that somebody can access my social media and tell me where I'm at, that shit burns my soul. And I turn my location off on all my social media. I hate that. I have been in arguments. Well, you say you was there, but I looked and saw that you was at the house, so you lying. So how did you know I was at the house? I looked on your social media. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. That right there is grounds for termination with me. Get the hell on. I ain't got no more use for you. If you tracking me like you some hound dog. Like you some goddamn bloodhound. What the fuck I need you for? I don't know. I don't need no woman clocking me, checking where I'm at. Not even though I did lie. I ain't gonna run. I did lie. You know what I'm saying? But the fact is, not because she caught me, but because she went out her way to go on social media to confirm the lie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that thing burns me. I cannot stand that fucking spine. You need to know where I'm at. That tracking me, tracking my every move. Because with technology, it brings on the paranoia. You know what I'm saying? It makes you paranoid. Knowing that type of technology exists. I love technology, but I hate that it works in that way. And not just for me, I'm talking about for anybody. Because honestly, if you got to track somebody down, if you got to see what they're doing and where they at, that's too much energy. Just recently, I commented on someone's post. She said something similar to, he said it was him, but I know he's right there. And I responded, that's too much energy. If you got to do all that and post it, something ain't right with you. You're not going to get a man. You're not going to keep nobody, men or women. If men do it, and when a man does it, I think that's one of the weakest things that a man could do, is go through a woman's purse or track her. Okay, if she's fucking up, if she's creeping, you're going to have to take that. Now, how you handle it is different. Because if you take it and say, you know what? Okay, she caught me. She out there doing foul shit. She sleeping with another motherfucker. So I got to move on. Or you confront her and say, look, this is where you want to be at? Because if this is where you want to be at, then go ahead and go. If not, we need to talk about it. We need to see if we can work through it and get past it. That's what a man's supposed to do. Not be no bitch ass and go, well, I got to see where she at. I got to see who been calling her. I wish I would pull somebody's phone up and look and see if another man calling my woman. For what? It's going to happen. That shit happened. They talked to other people. They may make it seem like it's just whatever the situation is. I can't really say, because everybody's situation is different. You know what I'm saying? But to me, women talk to other men. Men talk to other women. Relationships or not. You know what I'm saying? Now, how it goes down, that's the thing. If it's like they creeping or they trying to get with each other to have sex, then that's a problem. But if they just being friends, hey, how you doing? There's nothing wrong with that. If my woman was to talk to some guy, okay. But if I find out that it's more than talking, there ain't nothing else we need to talk about. I'm not going to want to work it out. With me, I'm not going to want to work it out. I'm not one of those dudes that's going to be like, okay, let's talk about what I'm doing wrong. Hell no. Get the fuck on. That's where you want to lay, so that's where you stay. And get my Dolomite on. But, stop spying on me. Stop invading my privacy. Who the fuck are you to go through my shit? There's been plenty of times my phone, then someone picked up my phone and saw that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing or I was doing dirt. I've been caught like that several times. And each time, I may not have left the relationship right then and there, but I just stopped dealing with them. Because that's a sign of mistrust. I don't care what I'm doing. That's my stuff. Don't spy on me. So I'm kind of, you know, when it comes to that subject, man, I'm kind of deep with that. You know, it seemed like in today's world, couples are more likely to spy on each other than trust each other, and it's a sad state of affair that type of mentality exists, because it's not healthy for a relationship. Couples need to be able to to be able to trust each other and have and strive for a strong, lasting relationship. Point blank, period. Time wasting. Time wasting is another relationship courtesy that exists. In our fast-paced, constantly connected world, it is easy to forget the basic courtesies that used to be extended in relationships, whether it's a romantic partner or a girlfriend. We all have been on the receiving end of the thoughtlessness or unkind acts that has left us feeling hurt and devalued. What replaced courtesy in relationships is a focus on time-wasting activities that serve no real purpose. Whether it's spending hours scrolling through social media, watching hours of television, or engaging in other activities that offer no real value, we're often more focused on occupying our time than we are connecting with the people who matter to us the most. We'd rather be making TikTok videos than building generational wealth. We'd rather be taking selfies downtown Atlanta than investing in life insurance. So the mentality has weakened as we find more time to waste. And that's crazy, because time is one of the precious things that you can have in your life. Time is important. I don't care if you're old, young, middle-aged, time. Nobody has a lot of time on this earth. While there's nothing wrong with taking some time for yourself, courtesy and thoughtfulness should be a priority in your relationship. Courtesy and thoughtfulness should be a priority in your relationship. Making an effort to connect with your loved ones, even in a small way, can make a difference in a big way. Telling a white lie. Now, I had my feelings about this one. But then once I read the piece that I wanted to put together, I had to be a little bit more open when it comes to telling white lies. Because we all done it. We've all told a white lie to prevent harm or to take away the pain. But nowadays, we're so eager to be selfish or upfront, or so willing to being sensitive to other people that we'll just say anything. Telling a white lie is not one of those things that it's almost non-existent, because people are so eager to say how they feel or to make it known, what they stand on. In the past, people would go out their way to be courteous and considerate towards each other, even if it meant telling a white lie. Nowadays, people seem to be more concerned with being honest, even if it means being rude and insensitive. And there's nothing wrong with being honest, but sometimes you gotta pick when to be honest and when to tell a white lie, especially if it's dealing with, or it may come to a point where you're trying to protect someone's feelings. The shift can be attributed to the growing individualism in society as people are increasingly focused on their own needs and desires. So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. It is clear that the depth of relationship courtesy has a profound effect on the way we interact with each other. What replaced it is more individualistic approach. What has replaced it is a more individualistic approach to relationships, where we are focused on when we're focused on our own needs and desires. While this may be more efficient in some ways, it's also less satisfying and can lead to more conflict. It's important to be aware of the shift in your culture and find ways to connect with others in a more meaningful way. And with that, that's it. So I hope that you enjoyed the podcast tonight. I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened, who has support. And I want to say a special shout out to my daughter. My heart. The other day she called me and we was talking and she said she wanted to check out the podcast. And, you know, I gave her the link and she called me and she said I did good. And that felt good, man. That was a good feeling. That was better than getting money. Because I'm talking about a topic, even though she's older, you know, still I'm her father. And I know that it at first when I started the podcast about relationships and sex and all that, I thought about how they would feel. And then I got to a point where, you know what? I have to do me. I have to be me. I can't, even when it comes to my children, I have to let them know who I am. You know? And for her to give me two thumbs up, that really felt good. So I want to say thank you, baby. I greatly appreciate that. And that's what makes me want to continue to find different topics to talk about and not just keep it about, you know, dick and pussy. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. To me, that's just like a watered down type of way of doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Just being basic like that. You got to look at the whole spectrum when it comes to relationships and sex and fucking and everything under the umbrella. So on that note, man, I want to wish everybody a good night. Take care of yourselves. Stay up. Anybody want to reach me, hit me up at hespeakserotica.com. I'm sorry, whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. And if you have anything you want to talk about, you know, I'm all open for it, as long as you're respectable. Y'all take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.